Now for the Hebrew Bible lesson, it's in your Bible on page 78, if you want to follow along. Exodus 34:29-35. Moses came down from Mount Sinai. As he came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the covenants in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, the skin of his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he gave them in commandment all the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out. And when he came out, he told the Israelites what he had been commanded. The Israelites would see the face of Moses, that the skin of his face was shining, and Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Now please join me for the responsive reading, your hymnal on page 819, Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. The Lord sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion, is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and wondrous name. Holy is the Lord. Mighty ruler, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God, worship at the Lord's footstool. Holy is the Lord. Moses and Aaron were among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name. They cried to the Lord, who answered them, who spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept God's testimonies and the statutes God gave them. The Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. Surely the Lord our God is holy.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through chapter 4, verse 2. Since then we have such a hope, we act with great boldness, not like Moses who put a veil over his face to keep the people of Israel from gazing at the end of the glory that was being set aside. But their minds were hardened. Indeed, to this very day, when they hear the reading of the Old Covenant, that same veil is still there, since only in Christ is it set aside. Indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the story of the day, the transfiguration of the Lord, according to Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 43. You'll find that in your pew Bible on the top of page 65 in the New Testament. Again, if you want to visualize this, at least through one artist's eyes, that would be the image on the front of your bulletin. Hear these words. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, and those were the times that Jesus foretold his death and resurrection, 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met Jesus. Just then a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth. It mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here." While he was coming, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Today, Transfiguration Sunday, is the last Sunday before the start of Lent. Starts on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. So these readings today have much to teach us about how to enter this valuable time of reflection and prayer, penitence, and potential transformation. It is also significant that on this Transfiguration Sunday, we have celebrated the sacrament of baptism with Jaden and his parents, Peter and Chantel. If we ask for Jesus' help as we walk along with him through these 40 days of Lent, we can surely walk with unveiled faces toward a real transformation in Christ. Well, it's probably true on every Sunday, and it's certainly true today, that you would be well advised to go back and reread each of these Bible lessons and ponder them at some length. One of the big ideas of these readings is the realization that when you stand in God's presence, you may very well be glory burned. When he came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant, the Ten Commandments in his hand, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he'd been talking with God. This direct encounter with God so changed Moses that Aaron and the other leaders of the Israelites were terrified to come near him. So Moses started wearing this veil. Whenever Moses would speak to the people about this new covenant that God had given him, the Mosaic covenant, as we now call it, he would take off the veil. And also, whenever he spoke with God, Moses would again pull the veil away. But the story from Luke, the gospel lesson, is the actual transfiguration of Jesus. Again, when he was in the presence of God Almighty, there was this amazing manifestation. It was all surrounding them, what Scripture calls glory. Up on another mountain, the appearance of Jesus' face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Well, Peter and James and John were along for this prayer session on the mountain. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. They appeared in glory and were speaking of Jesus' departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. This was a symbolic affirmation that Jesus is truly the Son of God, the Messiah. Moses represented the law, and Elijah represented the prophets of the Hebrew Bible. These three had this conversation about Jesus' crucifixion and death and resurrection, his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But finally, in an occurrence almost exactly like what happened at Jesus' baptism, God's voice boomed down from that cloud and it said, "This is my Son, the Chosen. Listen to him." Well, we too have every reason to believe and to know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, the one to whom we should listen devoutly. From his letter to Corinthians, Paul has some important advice for each of us as we head into Lent. You need to stop making excuses for your sinful nature. God sees you. God knows you completely. You need to pull away the veil from your face, just as Moses did, so that you can repent of your sins. Because when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. As Paul says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And all of us, with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit. Slowly, from one degree to another, you can be transformed by the glory of God as manifest in the face of Jesus Christ. And just like Paul's congregation, today we, you, all of us, have publicly reaffirmed both our rejection of sin and our commitment to Christ. You read it, you prayed it, right there in the words of the baptismal covenant. And as Paul said, we have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. That is what you just did in this worship service. My sisters and brothers, we have been offered an amazing opportunity because Lent can be a valuable time, a time of reflection, prayer, penitence, and potential transformation. If we ask for Jesus' help as we walk along with him and with each other through these 40 days of Lent, we can surely walk with unveiled faces toward a real transformation in Christ. I pray that it will be so for you and for me. Amen.